Time to get in the huddle with Montrose coach Brett Mertens on the team.
With us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team into the semifinals, the 4A state football playoffs, Brett Mertens. And like I said, Brett, your team will definitely be out playing some football on Thanksgiving Day, getting ready for that big matchup with Erie coming up on Saturday.
Yes, we will. Look forward to it. It's always a good time to, you know, nothing better than practicing on Thanksgiving. So
that's what every coach I talk to. It's like there's something about, you know that you're on the cusp of maybe, you know, playing for a championship. When you're practicing on Thanksgiving, that's never a bad thing. That's always a great thing. It's a thing embraced by a football team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the number of teams that get the opportunity to do that every year are very, very few. So we're definitely fortunate to be in this position, and our kids are excited, and it's a good sacrifice to give up some time on your Thanksgiving break to be able to get ready for a big football game. So we're excited for that challenge.
Well, absolutely. This last weekend, of course, you were hosting Fountain Fort Carson, packed crowd at your stadium for that one. And I think that the expectation was that you were expecting quite a battle with Fountain Fort Carson, really good football team. But you went out and really took care of business early on. Ethan Hartman had the 24-yard touchdown on the ground, had another score from 42. Blake Griffin had back-to-back rushing touchdowns. And so you went out, and, boy, your defense did a great job of shutting down their offense, and your offense responded with some knockout punches, some haymakers early on in that game.
Yeah, that was I you're exactly right. I did not expect to be able to jump on them quite like that. And you know, and it really ended up just being a kind of a snowball effect for them. Once we got some momentum and got rolling, they were not able to really stop that at all. So, it worked out really well in our favor. We were fortunate for that. I thought our defense really was the ones that set the tone. I mean, it was a pretty dominant defensive effort, to be honest. And we did not expect that. We thought that they had some kids that would give us some problems, and they do have some talented kids, but I just thought our kids came out. They were extremely focused all week in practice. We actually had a really, really, really good game plan. Defensively, we felt confident that we kind of had them figured out a little bit, and so it was a really good defensive effort. And when you're forcing three and outs, you know, every time, getting some turnovers, you know, things can snowball pretty fast for the other team. And so it was pretty fun for our kids to be able to execute that well and play that well. So don't expect to be able to do that every week, that's for sure. But it was sure nice to be able to do it.
Montrose football coach Brett Mertens with us. The Indians into the 4A semifinals after their 48-14 home win over Fountain Fort Carson. And that was an offense that was averaging about 328 yards per game. But getting back to your defense again, I mean, you held them to 11 yards of total offense in the first half. I mean, that's staggering. And that's it's another kudo to the job that your defense did in that first half against them.
Yeah, it was like, I don't think they had a first down in the first half. We had at least one turnover. I think two turnovers there as well that we caused and recovered. And so it was, like I said, it was a really dominant defensive effort and gave our offense a lot of short fields. And we were able to take advantage of those, like you said. So anytime you play that good a defense this late in the year, you know, you got a chance to win. And that was definitely key. And I told the kids that they were going to have to keep playing defense like that. That's how championship teams are made. So hopefully we can do that.
Montrose football coach Brett Mertens with us today on the Team Sports Network. And then I want to take us through the hook and ladder play. Gage Wareham completes the pass to Bridger Kurtz, your former quarterback, who then pitched the ball to Ethan Hartman. Take us through that call, that decision, because a little gadget play that turned into, obviously, a scoring play for your football team.
Yeah, and we were, I kind of felt bad because it probably looked like we were trying to run the score up, but we were just trying to get it to running clock, to be honest, so that I could put the JV in for the whole second half. And that was the thought process behind the reason why we wanted to score again there right before half was to get it to that 40 points. And then, we ended up not having to play any of our starters in the whole second half, which I thought was a positive thing in terms of risk and injury and that sort of thing. So So we got it back with about, I don't know, a minute, and we got it down to, I think it was on the 15-yard line, and there was only 11 seconds left. And so there's just not a lot of scoring plays that we have from the 15-yard line with no timeouts. And so we felt like that would be a good situation. You know, we had our coach up in the box. We were kind of talking on the headset about what we were thinking, and he's like, why don't you run the hook and ladder? And it just made a lot of sense in that situation just because there's not a lot of risk that goes with that with only 11 seconds left in the half. And we felt like the DBs would probably be playing over the top, which would allow us a chance to complete that ball. And so it was pretty cool, and our kids were fired up. It was quite a way to end the half. And you know, a trick play that we've been working on for a few weeks, and frankly, weren't even ever sure if we'd run, but the opportunity presented itself, and it was fun for our kids.
Indians head football coach Brett Mertens with us today on the Team Sports Network. Now it's Erie. They're 12-0 on the season. Your football team also undefeated. Erie coming off a really good win against one of the traditional powers. We're now becoming a power in high school football in the state, whether it's 3A or 4A, and that's Palmeridge. 28-18 victory for Erie over Palmeridge. And so it's a team that in the week before had handled a team that you know well, Fruit of Monmouth, winning 50-26. And so another big test, this time in the semifinals, Brett, for your football team on the road at Erie.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a challenge. I think all the teams that are still left are really good football teams. You know, I think Erie and us are the only two that are undefeated. And so it'll be a fun matchup having 12-0 versus 12-0. And, I was a little disappointed that, you know, you get the number one seed, and then you got to go on the road in the semifinals. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. I mean, we were on the other end of that when we hosted a semifinal game against Loveland a few years back. And so that's the way it is. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, we got to go on the road. It's a five-hour bus ride, and hopefully, keep our kids kind of focused and normal on that game, and we can play well. I mean, I think if we play well, we got a shot. But I tell you what, Erie's a football team that if you don't play your best football game, they're going to beat you. And that's what we've seen throughout the year on film. And there's a reason they're undefeated for a reason. So we're excited for the challenge. It's a good problem to have, but it's definitely not going to be easy. So.
Well, and you're right about that, because Blake Barnett, their sophomore quarterback, really good dual threat player at that position on the year going into the game last week, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, and then on the ground he's rushed for almost 700 yards and 16 touchdowns. They've also had a really solid season this year from their running back Caleb Thiessen, over 1,300 yards, 19 touchdowns. So that's a pretty good 1-2 punch that the Erie Tigers have on the offensive side.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, and they spread you out too, so they're going to play with four receivers most of the time, and then they put those two kids in the backfield, and both of them are really talented kids. So I think it's probably the best combination of 1-2 punch that we've seen, you know, all year. And we're definitely going to try to focus on stopping those two kids. And you know, I'm sure that other teams have tried that too and haven't been successful. So you know, hopefully we can figure out a way to do that and not become, you know, just another victim of that running game. But, you know, I think the one advantage we probably do have is that we do have a strong defense. We have a good defensive line and a good group of linebackers, especially that are pretty good at stopping the run. So, you know, we match up pretty well with running teams. The spread offense sometimes gives us some fits, but whenever we feel like we have a good chance to stop the run, we feel like we have a good chance to win. So we'll see how it shakes out, but we're going to have to play our best defense. I know that.
When you've watched Thiessen on film, some of the scouting reports on him, good between the tackles, got some burst to the outside, get to the perimeter. What's the book on him?
I know you have both of those kids are big physical kids. I think they go 190 to 200 pounds each of them. And you know, what I see is a lot of speed, but even more impressive is maybe the amount of tackles they break. You know, you get the first kid there and you think, we're going to be able to get this guy down. And he just breaks that tackle and, you know, either takes it to the house or, you know, gets picked up another 10 yards or whatever it is. But so we're going to have to really emphasize flying to the football and getting multiple guys there and not just counting on one guy to try to get those two down. They're both physical, hard-nosed runners, so that'll be a challenge for us.
Montrose Indians football coach Brett Mertens with us today on the Team Sports Network. And I imagine down in Montrose is going to have a little send-off for you guys when you go to Erie.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really heard of anything, but it's, kind of weird with no school this week. So we've just been focusing on practicing and getting ready to leave. We're going to go over Friday. So we got a long trip, and it's we're used to traveling. That's kind of, I guess, our advantage. But the other flip side of that is the other teams are not used to traveling, so it sure becomes a home field advantage when they have to come over here. So we're going to miss that, but we got to win on the road, so we'll see if we can get it done.
Well, Brett, I appreciate the time. Hopefully we're talking next week and about you guys making a trip to the state title game at Empower Field in Mile High. But have a happy Thanksgiving. Best of luck to you and your football team when you take on Erie this Saturday, 1 o'clock over on the Front Range.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, take care. Montrose head coach Brett Mertens, the Indians into the semifinals, getting ready to take on Erie this Saturday.